So hey guys, welcome back to Accelerated Real Estate Investor with Josh Cantwell. I'm your host. Super excited to be with you today. I want to step you through our 170 Valley most recent property that we got under contract. We just got through due diligence and we're getting set to close.
Welcome to the Accelerated Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you're looking to retire early with forever passive income, you're in the right place. This podcast is the go-to destination for real estate investors, both active and passive, and multifamily apartment investors, both new, intermediate, and advanced. Now, sit back, listen, learn, and accelerate your business, your life, and your investing with the Accelerated Investor Podcast.
So hey guys, here we go with 170 Valley. I'm excited about this property. Tell you a little bit more about this this acquisition that we're closing on. We're scheduled to close on this actually on December 5th. Today is November 5th. I'm actually recording this and our due diligence period ended today. So I want to step you through this deal real quick, show you the numbers, show you the CapEx plan, and then also tell you how we're able to raise $7.5 million in about 90 minutes when we only needed $2.5 million to fund the deal. All right, so here's the high level numbers. Purchase price, $9 million. Number of units, 170. Price per door, $52,900. We have a $1.1 million CapEx budget. When we did our due diligence, we realized that 56% of the 170 units needs a full turn, meaning kitchens, bathrooms, carpet, paint, flooring, trim, quarter round, et cetera, et cetera. Those are going to be about $7,500 each. Then about 20% of the units needed kind of like a quarter turn or a half turn. Most likely, paint and flooring, that's about $3,000 a unit. And 24% of the units are make-readies, meaning they've been recently already improved, and they only need about $1,500, mostly paint and some extra fix-ups. We're also going to spend outside of the unit turns. The unit turns is $877,000 of the $1.1 million budget is $877,000. The rest of it's all exteriors. So $25,000 for roofs, $20,000 to seal and stripe the driveways, $37,800 to paint the common spaces of all of the buildings. There's 13 common spaces. Those common spaces run about $3,000 a common for paint and for labor. And then $50,000 for the exteriors, the yard, the fencing. And we're going to put in a dog park and a pavilion. We also have an additional $90,000 buffer for extra things like boilers or just if we go over budget. So $1.1 million. We're also taking a $270,000 acquisition fee, which is 3%. And we have about $300,000 in soft costs, closing costs, legal costs, title, survey, appraisal, and prepaids. So we're all in for $10.6 million. Now, when we looked at this deal on the surface, the current seller, the current owner is generating about $1.25 million of effective gross income. And they have about 61% in expenses. So it's $780,000 in expenses. So their net operating income is about $500,000. So looking at our purchase price divided into the net operating income, it appears as if we're buying this at a 5.5 cap rate. And some people would say, oh my God, geez, you're paying a 5.5 cap rate in Cleveland? God, that sounds really low. You must be really overpaying. Well, if you looked at it from that perspective, you might be right. But from every other perspective, you're wrong. Okay, and here's why. Currently, the rents at these properties, it's called Valley Park and Valley Plaza. You can actually look this up online if you want. Currently, the rents at this building are about 20% under market value. Okay. Market value for this area on a price per square foot basis is about $1.20 a foot. They're currently only getting $1 a foot. So they're 20% under market value. Okay. The rents on average are about $700 to $725 per month. This would be considered a C-class property in a B-class location. When we look at the property based on that CapEx budget, where we're going to put in gray paint, white trim, white 5.5-inch trim, new luxury vinyl plank flooring, granite countertops, butcher block countertops, new vanities, new low flow toilets, new mirrors, new lights, new tub surrounds, ceiling and striping, the driveways, glazing the tubs. You put $1.1 million into the building, you should be able to raise the rents pretty significantly. And that is the plan. They're currently getting about $700 blended rent. When we're done with it, we expect our blended rent to go up over $880 in rent. Now, you might look at that and say, wow, that's a big jump. It's a $180 jump. But remember, that's 3 years from now with a huge CapEx budget. Okay. So if rents are going up 3%, okay, 3% on $700, that's $21 this year, $21 next year, $21 the year after. That's $760 3 years from now with no CapEx budget, with no big expenses, no big investment. We should be at 760 or 770 with no investment. So if we can get to 880, that puts our value based on $880 blended rent. It includes our property taxes being reassessed and going up by 2.5 times what they are now. Current property tax is about $100,000. We're penciling it out that the property taxes are going to go up to $250,000. That means our expense ratio normalizes out to about 51% and leaves us almost $900,000 a year of net operating income. At a very conservative 6.1 cap rate. Remember, this area right now, people are buying and refining between a 5.5 to 6 cap today. We're penciling this out at a 6.1 cap 3 years from now. $900,000 divided by 0.061 leaves us a $14.2 million valuation. So let me just ask you, does that make sense? Okay, let me just spit this back to a real high level. Buy it for 9 million, put in 1.1 million, pay ourselves an acquisition fee of 270,000, all in for 10.7 million, raise the rents from $700 a month to 880 a month over the next 3 years, then refinance, pay off all of our investment, walk away with about $300,000 of tax-free refi proceeds. Slap a new loan on it, and then we're going to cash flow about $240,000 a year of net free distributable cash flow. That's a home run deal. Okay. That's a home run deal. Not only that, because we can invest, we can syndicate it, raise all the capital from private investors, and then those investors will get all their money back in approximately 3 years. Could be a little bit more, could be a little bit less, but approximately 36 months, we're going to refi. And when we refi, they get all their money back. They get their whole $100,000 back or $500,000 back or whatever they invested. And then they get to keep equity in the building in perpetuity forever.
Are you ready to automate and explode your real estate investing? We're searching for extremely motivated individuals who are sick and tired of wasting time and want to finally see real results from their real estate investing business. We're searching for investors looking to get to the next level and become a bigger, better version of themselves while being a more successful real estate investing entrepreneur. Apply for mentoring and coaching at joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast. That's joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast.
So they get a $100,000 investment, they get a 10% preferred return. So they get $10,000 in year one, $10,000 in year two, $10,000 in year three. That's paid out on a quarterly basis. And then they're also keeping about 1%, it's actually 0.8% equity for each $100,000 invested. So on top of the preferred return, they're going to get some cash out refi proceeds and about $25,000 to $30,000 in equity that they'll keep and maintain in perpetuity. And they'll get somewhere between $2,000 to $4,000 in cash flow every year in perpetuity, as long as we own the building, with no money in the deal. Okay, no money in the deal. So let's talk about the profit centers here for a second. First profit center for us is our acquisition fee, $270,000. The second piece is the refi proceeds, $300,000. The next is the net free cash flow, $240,000 a year. The equity, $3.2 million. Again, we'll be all into this thing for about, about 11 million, call it 10.9. And it pencils out to be worth 14.2. Okay, that's a 3.3 or a $3.2 million difference in valuation. Okay. So the question becomes, okay, well, look at all these different profit centers. All right. Now, what do we have to do to get this deal right? Well, we were able to secure the deal off market, okay, through our commercial broker that gave us the opportunity to buy this before anybody else. So we've been working on that relationship for years. And secondly, the private investors, excuse my phone if you can hear it going off. My wife is texting me about something about the kids at school. But the other piece about this is the private investors. So we've been recruiting and raising private capital with our investors for years. Something must be going on at school. Something big time, because this thing is just banging off. Bang, bang, bang. So now I go back to last Wednesday. Last Wednesday, we recruited and raised the private money. And what happened was I took our group of investors plus a bunch of prospects, people that we had been talking with and people that, you know, requested information from us, opted in, wanted more information, registered on our investor portal. And I put together a list of all the investors who showed interest. And I invited them on a webinar. We had over 100 people register. We had nearly 100 people attend. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the list now on my other screen. It's 103 people who showed interest. And we were able to secure $7.2 million in reservations last Wednesday on a 60-minute webinar. People that called, text, reserved a unit, went into AppFolio, reserved a unit, and said, I want in. Unfortunately, good news, bad news, we can only accept about $2.5 million of investment. Jeez, what the heck is going on? I don't know if you guys can even hear all these dings, but my phone was shut off. It was on airplane mode, but it keeps going off anyway. Ding, 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 ding. Someone has COVID. Not my family, but someone else. So $2.5 million in reservations is all we need. And so what I had to do is go back to these investors and say, listen, I'm sorry, you made a commitment of $700,000. I can only let you come in for $100,000. Another guy, you made a commitment of $300,000. I can only let you come in for $100,000. Another guy, $700,000 commitment. I can only let you come in for $100,000. Another guy, $200,000 commitment. I can only let you in for $100,000. So basically what I had to do was I had to tell investors, look, we're only going to accept a minimum of $100,000 and a maximum of $100,000. And we basically said, okay, listen, if you didn't get in, if you didn't make it, we're going to put you in the next deal. So the good news is I've got three other deals that we're going to be closing by the end of the year and early in January. And because of that, the best part about it is we've now got our next two deals on top of this fully funded. So with that $7.2 million in reservations, we were able to fund 170 Valley for $2.5 million, $4 million into this, we call it Brookside Shady, which we're buying on December 29th. And another $2 million for Stockbridge, which we're supposed to close in January. So because of the 170 Valley deal, and because of the scarcity and the marketing, getting everybody on a webinar, and really having a dynamite offer for these investors, we were able to secure a tremendous amount of money, fund 170 Valley and two additional deals, all on the same webinar.
Hey, Josh here, and do you want to win a free Accelerated Investor t-shirt? All you have to do is give Accelerated Investor, our podcast, Accelerated Investor, a rating and a review on iTunes, okay? Do that now. Then send us a screenshot on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. What we're going to do then is every week we're going to pick our favorite rating and review, and we're gonna send that person a free t-shirt and maybe, again, some other cool, fun stuff as well from Accelerate Investor. So, again, don't forget to take a screenshot. Leave a rating, review, take a screenshot, send it to us so we know exactly who you are. And then once a week, every week on the podcast, we will announce a new winner. Don't forget to take a screenshot and send it to us so we know exactly who you are. We'll announce a new winner every week.
You were just listening to the Accelerated Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you enjoyed this episode and learned something new, help us build the AI community by leaving a review and 5-star rating on our iTunes podcast channel. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another episode. To see passive investing opportunities, visit freelandventures.com/passive. To start your journey toward the lifestyle you've always dreamed of with multifamily apartments, apply for one-on-one coaching with Josh at www.joshcantwellcoaching.com.